Podcast time once again here at Listener, Lou and Al for breakfast on the Borders 105.7 Triple M. Not just a happy Friday this morning, Lou, but a happy Black Friday.
Yeah, no, I remember the first time I heard the term Black Friday, I thought, oh, is it a Halloween thing? What is it? What the hell?
Well, we got through the Black Saturday bushfires quite a few years ago now, and I thought, oh, maybe it's a day of reflecting and remembering natural disasters that we've gone through originally. No. But no. This phenomenon that started off in the United States has crept across the world.
It certainly has. So basically, it's a Thanksgiving thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's to do with Thanksgiving in the United States.
Huge holiday in the United States, which meant retailers obviously weren't doing much trade because everyone was on holidays.
So yeah. They
were celebrating with their family, and unless you sold turkeys for Thanksgiving dinner, you weren't really going to make much money. The idea was have a huge sale day on the Friday after Thanksgiving so that the books could go from the red, which they were across the week, back into the black, hence Black Friday.
Ah, there you go. So we've got it now.
Oh, we can't get rid of it.
Want it or not. And I think it's interesting that this year seems to be the year that we've really embraced it.
Oh, haven't we just?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's part COVID the last couple of years.
Maybe.
Possibly, you know, not being able to get out as much and shop up as much as a storm as we can now. But you're right, walk down into any shopping centre across the border and there is every second business has a sign, Black Friday discounts.
Yeah, or if you've been spending any time online, every social media feed has got things that are popping up that they're targeting just for you for
yep.
Black Friday.
If you are subscribed to anything, you'll get those notifications on your phone too.
Yeah.
I've had about 3 text messages this morning from various places around town that I've signed up for with my number, and it goes, oh, hey, by the way, we're also doing Black Friday.
I'm just having a look. So I've got I'm just looking on my messages.
Yeah.
Archie's Footwear.
Excellent.
Hey. Big sale. Great. okay, that's a surprise. Not. What else? Oh, Oz sale. Obviously, I've been on there. I was actually on there having a look. I didn't buy anything, but I was just on there having a look for cat scratching posts.
Sure.
Right? So they've got found me already.
Yep.
Oh, there's another one. City Chic, Ladies Fashion.
Beautiful.
Radio, that's popped up.
Excellent.
That's 3. Oh, you know who else sent me one, which I was kind of surprised by? Telstra, because I'm a Telstra Plus
customer.
Member. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And so it's like a reward system that Telstra has, and it told me how many Telstra Plus points I've got and that I could go shopping on the Black Friday sales. I'm like, oh, hello. Actually,
use less points for more bonus.
Yeah, actually, I like that one. I might have to look into that a bit further.
Well, that's good.
So, look, I mean, no matter where you look or where you are,
yep.
There are lots of bargains. I'm a procrastinator about this stuff, though. So I'll look at that and go, oh, that's fabulous. And I did go into the Telstra store and have a bit of a look and go, oh, I could get that or I could get that. But then I don't commit. It takes me a long time to commit to big ticket items.
No, I see. I'm the opposite. I've had a list and I have knocked over my kids' Christmases. I'm going to say about 75% complete.
Wow.
After we do this podcast, I'm going to walk down the road without mentioning any specific stores just in case they accidentally hear this podcast. I know the last few items. I know where they are in the border. I know how much they are. And that's where I'm headed next.
There you go. You're very organized. No, I'm too much of a procrastinator.
But this is a first for me, Lou, because usually, let's be honest, I'm not the only bloke in the world with this notion. Christmas shopping for me is usually the week before Christmas.
Yeah, harsh.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Because I suddenly, you know, we got paid yesterday, so that's a bonus. That'll help. And getting it done means that when you and I hit holidays coming up midway through next month, don't have to worry about it. It's under the tree.
It's true. It's another thing off your list. And it doesn't weigh on your mind all the time.
Yeah.
Because I must admit, that's what I do. And that's what I hate the fact that I'm such a procrastinator, because I'll go, oh, I could get organised. Yeah, great. And I do. And I make my lists and I look at everything and then I do nothing.
Yeah.
Because it's like I'm frozen by choice.
Too much to pick from.
Yes.
Too many opportunities, too many bargains.
Absolutely. And then too much. I can't even decide.
I'll just put this aside for a week.
And then I put it aside for a week and it's too late. The bargains are finished.
Right. So if you are going shopping, if you don't procrastinate across today, what is the top thing that you're looking for? What would improve your life if it was on discount right about now, do you reckon?
Do you know, there's probably only one thing that I potentially will look for.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Okay.
And the boss mentioned this the other day, and I've got to suss out which shop it was, he said, because I can't remember. Oh, you know, I do remember now.
Yeah.
It was an air fryer.
Oh.
Now, I'm very late. Very late to the air fryer trend. And I've almost not gotten an air fryer on purpose because everyone goes, ooh, air fryers, they're still amazing. Like, whatever. That's another appliance. And I don't have a big kitchen.
Mm.
So I don't need another appliance on the bench to put next to the bloody, you know, slow cooker and
collection
and
of other pieces
and whatever that don't fit in the cupboard.
Yep.
So I've purposely put it off. But from everything I've heard and everything I've read, they're really good and quick.
Yeah.
You can cook things quickly in them and healthily. And I kind of like that concept.
Chips come out so crispy.
Yeah, well, I'm probably not thinking about chips.
No, definitely get it for the chips.
Yeah, okay. But I think I'm going to have a look at an air fryer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll be plenty on special.
Yeah, and that's probably the extent of it, unless I can, like, organise something for the kids, which would be good. And I'm not even going to try and look for hubby Michael because he's so hard to buy for, it's ridiculous.
Oh, do you get the usual nothing when you ask the question, what do you want?
Yeah, but I do that to him too. Well, like, we're as bad as each other.
It goes both ways.
Do you do that too? Do you and Donna do that?
Yeah, all the time. I have a fair idea of what she'd like, but I'd like to be a little, like, narrowed down to more specifically, and I get a usual...
No, don't.
I don't know.
Surprise her.
Oh, it has worked sometimes and sometimes not.
Yeah.
I'd rather lean more towards the, I know she's going to enjoy this.
Look, my husband's never let me live down the fact that he actually bought me a gift one year. I'm going to fess this up now.
Go on.
He bought me a gift one year, which was jewellery. And I love jewellery. Yep. Absolutely love it. But the jewellery that he bought me is something that I wouldn't wear. Right? So he bought me a necklace and matching earrings, and they're not, like, it's very pretty, but it's not something that I would wear.
Yeah.
And I just sort of said to him, oh yeah, thanks. That's lovely. Probably not my style.
Oh.
And I don't know why. I'm too honest. I should have just shut up and just put it in the cupboard. He wouldn't have asked me why I wasn't wearing it because he just wouldn't ask. So I could have just, could have saved a lot of grief because now that's got to be 10 years or more ago, right? Now, every single time there is a gift to be bought, he goes, oh, I'm not buying you anything anyway because you don't like what I buy you.
Oh,
he literally,
he's still hanging on to that?
He is hanging on tight.
Oh.
Every single time. Or he'll do the passive aggressive with, like, the kids. He'll say to Sabine, oh, I don't buy your mother jewellery because she never likes what I choose.
Whoops.
One time.
Let it go.
One time, maybe two times, but one time.
Mind
it
you,
happened.
You're not the only one who said something stupid when, you know, giving or receiving gifts because this is years and years and years ago. Girlfriend at the time presented me with a wrapped up box, pretty decent sized box. And I looked at it and did the stupid, I think I know what this is. And she goes, oh, yeah, guess, what do you think it is? And I said, it's a PlayStation steering wheel. And I thought, that'd be great. I play a lot of driving games on the PlayStation. This is awesome.
I'm guessing it wasn't a PlayStation steering wheel.
It was a rice cooker. And
oh, no. Could you have been more disappointed?
I could have been more further from what I wanted. That Christmas.
Could you have been more disappointed?
I had to pretend. I'm like, oh, cool, yeah, I've always wanted a rice cooker. I've never wanted a rice cooker. Ever. I've never made any noise about it. And we tried it and it worked fine. But every time I tried it, I'm like, you can't drive anything with a rice cooker.
No, you can't. Maybe you could sit it next to you when you're playing on the PlayStation. That's right. You might use it as a snack bowl. Oh, my goodness.
I think it ended up in a garage sale after that relationship. So
yeah,
it's just
enough.
One of those things. So look, top tip after all this Black Friday chat and getting ready for Christmas.
Don't guess. And don't second guess. No, don't, because if you're so right, if you've got you've already in your mind have got that gift,
you get your hopes up.
It's a thingo. That's amazing. And
she knows
not,
me so well.
Yeah, and it's not that.
No.
Oh, the disappointment is crushing.
It really was.
So don't do it to yourself.
Anyway, enjoy your Black Friday
shopping
extravaganza and the weekend and Cyber Monday. We'll chat to you Monday from 6 right here at Triple M.